This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding. One man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan Emord.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
So here we are, Jonathan Emord. I'm in Sandy, Utah at the Good Earth Natural Foods, and I just walk in with my buddy Paul Bertero to say, you know what? We want to do a radio show from your store today. Right? Just popped in. Like, I don't know. Who are you guys? They say, well, you know, do you know Jonathan Emord? He's going to be on the show tonight. Oh, come right in. Come right in. Everything. The carpets have just been rolled out for you, Jonathan Emord, my friend. So glad to be with you.
Isn't that nice? I'm humbled.
Well, you are doing great work, and of course, if a health food store doesn't roll out the red carpet for you, I'm going to put them out of business because you're protecting all of them. So, thank you from all of us here, and we are on the road. Paul is my good buddy; he's with us again. And Jonathan, there's a lot of things in the news when we talk about political healing and economic healing. One of them we talked about last week, you know, and I was going, the government's going to shut down, and you and I both went, well, that's not so bad.
Right. It wasn't so bad, was it?
Yeah, I know. I'm thinking the aftermath. Maybe you can give us some updates, you know, how we survived it.
Well, as is all things government, the notion that government has shut down is really a euphemism for stopping non-essential services. So all the essential services go on, and that begs the question, if it's non-essential, why does the federal government do it at all? So, shutting down the non-essential services sounds to me like a very good idea.
Right, right. Well, and the thing is, it was interesting about the blinking, you know, the whole brinkmanship. This has been going on through the Hegelian dialectic of Democrats versus Republicans for a lot of presidential, you know, sectors, if you will, for some time. And, you know, each time it's like, who wins, the Democrats or Republicans? I think Schumer definitely lost this round. They played him, and he got played by Trump.
Yeah, he alienated his base, which is always a bad thing in politics. His whole claim to fame is the far left wing of the Democratic Party, which did not want him to budge at all on the deal. But he was excoriated by Trump, and the Democratic Party writ large, was really facing significant backlash from constituents who were blaming them. At first, they were blaming the Trump administration, but then when all of the information started to percolate out and became apparent that the DACA issue was not even up until the end of sometime in March, I think, the notion that they had to shut the government down became really something that bothered a lot of people, that they used that as a political ploy, and that they were harming the military and other folks that were dependent upon normal operations, withholding checks and so forth for the military. So he capitulated, but in doing so, he really steamed his base because they're nuts. You know, they're interested in doing anything to make sure that illegal immigrants can stay in the United States. So
yeah, and you know, it was pitted, and I think this was brilliant to say, listen, Schumer, the Democrats are more interested in illegal immigrants than paying our own soldiers, right?
Yeah.
It was like, you're not going to win that. Yeah, and even the Democrats
have to win that. There's just no way that flies over mid-America, which is what they've got to capture if they're going to hope to win the presidency. So he's got his eyes on that presidential campaign. And when he realized that, oh, whoops, I'm alienating the people who are going to be necessary to support me and to support a whole bunch of Democrats in the midterms in 2018, he started to backtrack, and he looked like a person with egg on his face. He came out roaring against it, that we're going to shut the government down, and then he had to put his tail between his legs and run backwards. So it was not a good situation for Schumer, and yet he's put himself in the same position again, because now he's going to have very shortly the same issues all over again. Is he going to shut the whole government down for one issue, the DACA issue? And if he doesn't stick by that position, which his liberal base is now screeching at him that he can't agree to any concession to Trump on a border wall, well, he's going to be in this situation again of alienating the middle America. Mm-hmm. He's going to recognize that on this one issue, he's willing to hurt the military and hurt others that are dependent upon government functioning, and that just doesn't fly. That's just politically bad news, but I'm glad he's in that position. He richly deserves it.
Yeah. Jonathan, on the issue of the budget and you know, how they have to propose it, of course, it's supposed to start in the people's house, and then it goes through, you know, they vote on it in the Senate, then it goes to the president to sign. Rand Paul has an interesting proposal. I don't know if you're able to review this. He says we need to now set a way to vote only on spending bills, it's, you know, individually, instead of an agglomeration of a whole host of things. Did you check that out?
Yeah, I quite agree with him. There needs to be a clear position taken by every member of Congress on each of these spending bills. The unfortunate thing is, I don't know whether or not that would result in less money, less appropriations. In fact, it might result in the opposite. It could be that members will, you know, continue to grandstand for the particular issue and get more money for particular causes than they otherwise would. So it may not be the best way to go to get the budget down. But nonetheless, it's important for members to be clearly identified as to whether or not they're big spending advocates or not be able to hide behind these massive omnibus bills that include the must, you know, the must pay parts of the government, justice, state, treasury, and defense, and then to law, you know, to put all these other agency expansions of the budget and special perks for their districts all in the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the spending issue is something that unfortunately neither party has shown a willingness to really cut spending significantly in any way that that matters for the long term prospects of the economy. But there is truly an economic boom going on under Trump with this deregulation, reduction in taxes, and the things like bonuses being given out. I'm thinking that these I think even anti-Trump companies are giving bonuses, and so when the Democrats say, well, they're giving bonuses just to you know, be political about them, like, and I think it's because they have the money they feel like they're comfortable to give away. They don't give it away for no reason.
Yeah,
well,
I mean, yeah. Go ahead. No, you go.
Well, I like how Pelosi and also this other, the former chairman of the Democratic Party who was defrocked, the one who lost her position. Forget her name here at the moment. But anyway, how they're advocating the position that, gee, these bonuses are nothing. They're meaningless. $1,000 here and there, who cares? But, tell that to the person who's getting the $1,000 bonus. I'm sure that they think that that's quite a change of events. They were previously in a situation where they couldn't really expect either a bonus or a raise because the taxation levels were so bad and the regulations were so constricting. They're still horrible. The regulations have only been reduced materially on the environmental side.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, there's been that reduction in regulation in there, and most importantly, the tax cuts are really bearing fruit with a number of companies, huge companies, giving big bonuses to their employees. And you remember that the Democrats were saying that industry would keep it all to itself. This would just make the rich richer.
Right. Yes.
No one who's in the working class is going to benefit from this at all. Oh, really? Well, now there are probably somewhere in the order of hundreds of thousands of people in the aggregate who are getting bonuses right now because the companies anticipate tax savings that will allow it, tax reductions that will allow it.
Jonathan, let me ask my buddy Paul Bertero from Synergy Science. You've bought and sold companies, and you have a corporation. I mean, as a business owner, I mean, how does this play out, like what Jonathan is sharing, what we're hearing in the news, that, you know, the your ability to spend money or give it to employees, et cetera?
You know, bottom line, excess cash has to be treated in certain ways or you lose it. Whether it's spending on whatever it is, that's what our economy thrives on, is when businesses spend money, especially in ways that they can write off, it benefits everyone. And when you have companies like Apple who are saying, I'm going to bring back X, you know, crazy amounts of money back into the U.S., this is huge for our economy because they were, I mean, they got busted, what, 2 years ago for holding so much cash offshore. And now they're saying because of this, we'll bring it back because our tax burden is so low compared to what it used to be. I'll go ahead and bring it back. But for companies, you know, like us, you know, I'll use an example in the last administration with the horrible insurance, you know, what you would think isn't a big impact.
The Obamacare.
Yeah. 100% of my employees had coverage, and I covered 100%, which is not my responsibility, but I covered 100% of their insurance. Today, none of them have insurance. So that was the effect of Obamacare on a business, even like us, that does millions of dollars of business. Still, the premiums went up so far that it was unrealistic to provide health care. And these kind of things could pay for health care for people. This could bring back, like, this bonus. And anyone who says $1,000 isn't a big bonus, you know, I'll tell you, for a lot of families, that's a lot of money, and that's enough to keep them out of bankruptcy in some cases, you know. So I agree with you, Jonathan, that $1,000 for many, many working families is a huge amount of money because they get it all at once.
Yeah. So, Jonathan, what would Debbie Wasserman Wiener Schnitzel, defrocked Democratic representative, say about that?
Right. Well, she said today that, gee, it wasn't that much money and that's, you know, we shouldn't think of it that way. This is the first wave that the tax reductions have not even come into effect in earnest. Mm-hmm. So they come into effect in February. Mm-hmm. So before they even came into effect, anticipating the money that's coming, these companies, a whole bunch of them, gave these bonuses. But get this. In February, every single working American is going to see a reduction in their payroll taxes, and that's going to be real. And that's the second wave of economic boom that's coming.
Take that, Debbie Wasserman Wiener Schnitzel. We got a lot more healing on the broadcast. It is unlike anywhere else in radio. It's the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Jonathan Emord continues with my buddy Paul Bertero from Synergy Science. After the break, links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Bertero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Rocking the health world and the political world. Jonathan E. Mord here every week when we can get him. And we love to have him on board. Y'all follow him at emord, emord.com. Many of his books are available as well. Still writing, I believe, with News with Views. And whenever we can, we like to publish them here. Paul Baratero is also live with us. We are broadcasting live from the Salt Lake City area, yeah. Sandy, Utah, at a place called Good Earth Natural Foods. And tomorrow night they have an interesting lecture on hemp-derived CBD. Jonathan, I want to talk more about the political realm in just a moment, but I've got to ask you, because Scott Gottlieb of the FDA, I think he's clearly a pharmaceutical stooge like most at FDA, has set out to attack homeopathy, and we covered it briefly last week, and I thought it was excellent the way you covered it. The reality is these guidance documents, really, they end up having, just like they're written law, even though they're not, because they're not, and the FDA says you have to follow them, and you've got no recourse unless you can afford to sue the FDA. Not many companies of the dietary supplement realm can. So is there any change or update since the last week we've talked? Because I'm sure you've heard from more people concerned about this.
Well, there is considerable concern, and that's helpful. I think that the more individuals who complain to their members of Congress and who complain to the FDA, although not so much the FDA, but get it in the written docket, mm-hmm. for this guidance document proceeding, they're going to be able to tip the balance so that the FDA commissioner is going to say, well, politically, this is a hot potato. That's what you want to do. You want to convince them that it's a political hot potato, even more so than that it's a legal one. And that may dissuade him from going forward. If he's a true maverick, interested in paving his way in the future for our drug industry future, he's not going to be affected by that. And he'll only be affected if someone like the president calls him on the carpet. Certainly, If the White House receives information about this, perhaps the president will take an interest. And if he does, all he has to do is pick up the phone and tell his FDA commissioner to knock it off, and that would be that.
Yeah, and that's the thing I've urged all of our listeners here and viewers on YouTube to reach out to President Trump, and, you know, he responds to some degree to social media. He follows it. If you've got any connections with Fox News to cover this story, the threats to health freedom by attacking homeopathy, a largely benign system of medicine that has harmed no one, in fact, that only is proven to be a competition to the allopathic pharmaceutical industry, which they don't like competition. Remember, Rockefeller said competition is a sin, and I think the pharmaceutical industry believes what Rockefeller had initially said. But monopoly is not good for you, not good for me, not good for the economy, certainly not good for your health. So I appreciate the update on that, Jonathan. Now, 2018 midterm elections, what are you sensing? There's a lot of Republicans apparently retiring from Congress and perhaps even the Senate this go-round.
Yeah, you know, the conventional wisdom is that the Democrats are going to clean up all over the place. I'm not so convinced of that. I think that this tax cut is actually going to create a lot of favorable sentiment for keeping members in who voted for it in there. And I think as people begin to see in February and March and April and May, all the way through to November, each check, paycheck being higher than it was last year, and that they have more disposable income to help their families, put their kids in school, pay the bills, and, you know, live a better life, they're going to realize, hey, look, the Opportunity Society ain't dead. It's here, and money in my pocket is better than money in Washington. And if they're moved by that, I think a number of folks who vote will be. We might not see a change in the House and the Senate, and I think we're likely to see the Senate and the House remain in Republican hands. We'll see, but I'm going to go against the conventional wisdom and predict that we're going to have Republicans in the majority in both houses.
Well, what do you think, Paul? Because historically, the midterm elections of a new president, the opposition party tends to make gains.
Yeah, but they ain't seen Trump yet. So, I mean, it goes to what you and I were talking about yesterday, in that Trump is a strategist. And, you know, the art of the deal, you look at his books, you look at everything. He's a business guy, and he's very good at what he does, and I think he's very smart to understand that people, the things that are, like Jonathan's saying, the pocketbook.
Right.
People vote from their pocketbook. People vote from these kind of things, and I think I agree with Jonathan.
All right. Well, we'll obviously keep following that as well. Health, freedom, healing, liberty, always on the line and front and center here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. But we'll also talk about the issue of immigration coming up next. The Department of Justice is threatening 23, I believe, sanctuary cities. I don't know. Is he going after the actual elected representatives there? I want to find out what's going on. And Jonathan Ebor, just the man to get deep into it. On the Robert Scott Bell Show. Stick with us.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Special thanks to Good Earth Natural Foods in Utah. I think they have five stores. We're at the Sandy location, and it's not sandy in here at all.
No.
No, not at all, but they got a lot of good natural dietary supplements. In fact, they have some 100% whole food nutrition. They have CBD. We've gotten some good organic drinks here. And Jonathan Emord, our hero and the hero of the natural products industry, is out there fighting for our right to speak truthfully about these things that we believe in so strongly that have helped us all to regain health if we've lost it or never had it, like in my case, and then maintain it. And, Jonathan, again, you're well appreciated in this industry, as you should be.
Thank you, Robert.
So what about this immigration? We're a nation, as they say, of immigrants. We go back throughout the history of America, and, yeah, of course, we're a nation of immigrants, but there was, you know, immigration, and then there's, let me come to your country and take from you, right? And there's a difference because every country on the planet besides the United States, doesn't just let you in to get on welfare. They make sure you have enough money in the bank and you have a job you can contribute to society. How is it that the leftists in our country think that, well, we're just so horrible because we don't allow everybody in from everywhere, anytime, even if they can't be self-sufficient?
Well, they're counting on the overwhelming number of immigrants being aligned with the Democratic Party. And that's
Amen.
What the history has been. So it's simply a political matter. I mean, if the overwhelming majority of immigrants were aligned with the Republican Party, Democrats would be advocating the most stringent restriction on immigration possible. They want a wall that would go down several thousand miles beneath the surface of the earth and would all the way into the stratosphere. You know, it's no surprise to me that they're dead set against border security, and that they're all in favor of letting everybody into the country who wants to come in. And sure, you know, if you can count the numbers, they're almost all going to vote Democratic. It's just the way it has been. And from south of the border, it's just been that way. So what we need is a little common sense here, because along with those immigrants are going to come some pretty bad folks, like the ones that commit rape and murder and go back across the border and don't get prosecuted and are protected in sanctuary cities. And sanctuary city idea is another really malicious thing that is being done to protect those political constituencies, even though a subset of folks in those sanctuary cities are using them to protect themselves from being prosecuted for illegal immigration or for committing crimes and getting away with it. And the Attorney General's action to call up some, 23 different cities and communities that are sanctuary cities and states that are declared sanctuary states, and put them on notice that they are being watched to determine whether or not they have violated federal law, and to basically show cause why they should not be prosecuted, that's a very good thing. And I'm just hoping that Attorney General Sessions has the political backbone necessary to see this through and actually begin some federal legal actions against these places. Sanctuary cities are nothing more than to say this is a zone. It's like saying instead of saying this is a gun-free zone, to say, for example, in this block you can use whatever weapon you want, and we'll protect you. We'll look the other way. That's what sanctuary cities are. Sanctuary cities are saying you can violate federal immigration laws, you can violate any laws, and you're right here at home with us. We're okay with that. That's
Jonathan,
insane.
Yeah, Jonathan, you know, I obviously support the 10th Amendment, big advocate for nullification when the federal government oversteps its bounds and does things that are not authorized in the Constitution. But as far as my reading, and you correct me if I'm wrong, Jonathan, immigration laws are a federal issue.
Of course they are. The national borders and who gets to come into the United States is a federal issue. It always has been a federal issue since the founding of the Republic. The question of whether or not someone can come in from one state to another may be a state issue, but it's interstate commerce, so it's a federal issue. But when it comes to the ultimate in coming into the United States from outside the country, definitely that's vested securely in the Constitution with the federal government. All the laws on point are federal laws, and it's incumbent upon the states under the Supremacy Clause of the Constitution to respect the power of the federal government in that sphere, because it's occupied by the feds entirely.
Yeah, well, laws made in pursuance with the Constitution, right? And that's the thing where we talk nullification. It doesn't mean nullify anything the feds do. It has to be something that's clearly not in there, you're not authorized by, or, you know, it's not an enumerated power of the federal government.
But I think this is good. We've got to stem the tide of these sanctuary cities. You know, there are just so many sanctuary communities around this country. People have used this as a political vehicle. Democrats have succeeded all across the country in using this as a political vehicle. And it's creating a constituency that is actually quite rabid against federal law on this point, as well as law enforcement in general. We've seen a spate of people, law enforcement officers being shot, killed in different parts of the country. This president has no toleration for it. He stood up very plainly for law enforcement and for the border agents and border patrol, and that's good. We have to secure our borders. We live in a world that has too much going on with terrorism, although I must say, thanks to the Secretary of Defense, Jim Mattis, we have an active campaign all over the world extinguishing every last terrorist. And ISIS is in a state of imminent demise, thanks to this president. It was during the prior administration, they had asked us to accept as a new normal the existence of terrorism. And what Jim Mattis has proven is that, no, in fact, terrorism can be eradicated. Terrorists can be eradicated from the face of the earth. And we can have a secure nation as a result. So, you know, hats off to the Secretary of Defense. Hats off to the American military. Hats off to Donald Trump for that.
Jonathan, on the issue of law enforcement, I don't know if you've been following the growing controversy about a secret society within the FBI that was aligned against Trump to prevent him from becoming president. And should he become it, they were going to sabotage and destroy him at any cost.
A cabal.
A cabal, if you will. Have you looked into that? I mean, because obviously, if there's legitimacy to a federal police force, if you call it that, the FBI, they've just destroyed their credibility. And I'm not saying that every FBI agent is corrupt, but boy, oh boy, it makes the bad ones difficult for anybody.
Congress has been looking, the Republicans in Congress have been looking into this, and soon there's going to be a report issued that's going to give a lot of the details about this. Look, this is a massive corrupt and illegal enterprise that was undertaken inside our government, in different agencies of the government. We already see the, you know, with Lois Lerner and the IRS, we see one aspect of it. Inside the Department of Justice, we're seeing another aspect of it inside the FBI, where individuals were apparently both biased against the president overtly and were interested in taking whatever steps could be taken to derail his presidency or find a basis for impeachment. So, this is a, you know, this is a very serious thing because they had no probable cause. And they apparently even recognized the absence of probable cause. They had nothing to go on with the Russian collusion story. And yet, nonetheless, they proceed with expenditure of tax dollars to pursue an investigation, including the independent counsel Mueller's investigation. And these people were in the top hierarchy of the agency, and some of them are closely connected to Mueller. So this is a big deal, and I think we're going to see a lot of information. I hope it's reported upon. It may not be by the mainstream media, but it should be reported upon about what has been going on and how individuals were intent on doing whatever they could before the election to ensure that Hillary Clinton would become president of the United States. So far from a Russian collusion story, which has not been one instance of evidence of a vote being changed in Donald Trump's favor as a result of any of the nefarious activities that the Russians undertook, we have within our own government an effort to thwart the election in favor of Hillary Clinton by finding some basis to suggest Donald Trump was involved in a Russian conspiracy. So.
Have you ever had interaction with the FBI? I mean, again, I got to believe there are good people in it, but man, does this put a black mark on, you know, like a black eye on it?
This is indirect, but there's an attorney with whom I work with every now and again and who I've conversed with, and he's a Democrat, and he was saying how he thought for sure, given the amount of manpower dedicated to finding something, this is before the appointment of Mueller, but given the amount of manpower dedicated to trying to find something on Donald Trump, that sooner or later they'd get something and it would be a basis for impeachment. So I don't know directly, but I do know indirectly, and this is a person who I respect and who is a sharp attorney and who's directly connected to the agency. So I would suspect that if someone was willing to tell me about that, who's an honorable person, that there must be something to this. And it's not speculation anymore. The congressional committee that's been looking at the whole issue is intent on, the chairman of the committee is intent on releasing the information to the public. So sooner or later here, we're going to see the emails and the interactions within the, among the agents who are involved in this thing. And we're going to find out just how extensive it was and how serious it was.
Well, this certainly doesn't breed confidence in a federal government, which we know is in many ways inept and corrupt, et cetera. And you got Trump coming in there to so-called drain the swamp, and apparently the stuff is coming out.
It's always the case with government, as the framers warned us, you know. Government is necessarily corrupt, and more power given to the government, the more corruption you'll find. And when people are operating behind the scenes without accountability, this sort of thing happens all the time. That's what happened throughout the Obama administration. I mean, my goodness. Yeah. Justice Department under Eric Holder was an utter disaster when it came to Fast and Furious and answering subpoenas sent by Congress. And they did everything but comply with the legal requirements that were placed upon them. So,
yeah. Well, some of the history I've read, the Founding Fathers, you know, had hoped that they would limit the damage of a central government when they started this, realized that it may have been considered a necessary evil, but you would constrain them and bind them down with the change of the Constitution, which unfortunately in most high schools in America is hardly being taught. Instead, they're focusing on the Communist Manifesto.
Right.
Folks, we got a lot more healing to do, political and otherwise, and Jonathan E. Moore is here to talk about it with us. Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour continues. One more segment with Jonathan E. Moore after this break.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Rockin' the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, right after the show tonight, when we get off the air, you'll be able to get back on the air because the truth about vaccines is going live again. And very exciting, Ty Bollinger and many, many guest experts, doctors, etc., myself included, talking about vaccines, the dangers, alternatives, and it's available for you for free. It's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. And Jonathan, again, health freedom, healing liberty, and religious liberty is so important to me, and I think all of us that understand why this country is so important, why it was founded. Yet we do see around the world countries that we would love to see them be free, but I'm not arguing that we need to go in and conquer every nation and make them us, because everybody has a right to self-determination. But there's a lot of history and some nasty stuff going on in Iran. Apparently some protests are breaking out, fueled by economic despair. I don't know, Jonathan, what's going on over there?
Well, they're suffering from a recession, or very nearly a depression, economically. And at the same time, the country has been expending all this money to develop a nuclear weapon. They've been launching missiles, you know, some of which are capable of carrying nuclear warheads, developing their missile weapons program, and spending more money on advancing terrorism around the world. So they're the chief sponsor of terrorism in the world, state sponsor. Mm-hmm. And it's a theocratic dictatorship. There's no freedom over there. You have to believe in the religion that's dictated by the Ayatollah, which is the religion, the Shiite religion that they is the dominant religion in Iran. And those who don't follow that religious course are subject to prosecution. They'd be beaten up. They can be killed. They can be prosecuted and under the Sharia law and killed. And you have no freedom, political freedom. You can't voice dissent. As we see, even with these economic protests, many of these people were killed. They were forced out of the streets by armed representatives of the government, military. And they're a disgrace. The country's an absolute disgrace. I think, though, one interesting thing is that there seems to have been a lessening of their nuclear program, weapons development, still going on, but a degree of lessening, apparently because they're suffering from a bit of shock from Donald Trump. And I my hat's off to Trump and Mattis and to Tillerson for making it clear to Iran that the United States is not going to be duped into maintaining this ridiculous deal that's to our great disadvantage, and go back to an era of sanctions against this regime. This regime is a direct threat to the United States. It's killed over 800 American soldiers through proxies in Iraq and is dedicated to our demise. As such, they're our enemies, and we should thoroughly eliminate our enemies. So it's good to see, the president take some action on the international front. I think in May we may see him get rid of the deal altogether. Okay.
Jonathan, I want to use your words in a unique way, not a way you're unfamiliar with. You said eliminate our enemies. How about the enemies here at home? And I'm speaking now of those that are in the FDA protecting the pharmaceutical industry that is the third leading cause of death. You talk about the concern we have, which we rightly do, when any American dies. But you've got this slaughter of Americans to the tune of anywhere between 106,000, 225,000, some have said 784,000 every year. And it's legally sanctioned slaughter. All you know, and this is like an oppressive regime, I would argue, a repressive religious regime, because it's a church of pharmaceutical mysticism.
Well, we have an oligarchy, a bureaucratic oligarchy, in the independent regulatory agencies, because they're unaccountable to the courts, the Congress, the American people, largely unaccountable. And yet they are the source of most law that is made on the federal level. Their regulations. So it is a sad reality that the republic that was designed by our founding fathers is no longer operating in this country. What's operating is a bureaucratic oligarchy antithetical to a republic, where these agency heads get to adopt law without being elected officials, without being our elected representatives in Congress, and yet they possess quasi-judicial, executive, and legislative authority. They function all in one. And it was James Madison who said that the co-location of any of these two of these powers, executive, judicial, and legislative, in single hands, was the very definition of tyranny.
Yeah, that definition of tyranny made manifest in our own country. And as I say, I like to point that out, that we have intellectual integrity and honesty to self-reflect over our government when it fails. And that FDA is an abject failure when it comes to protecting the public from dangerous drugs. And yet it attacks things that are safe, like homeopathy. Jonathan Emord, my friend, appreciate you so very much. Your modern-day founding father. With that, we're going to take a break. Come back with Paul Barrett here on Super Don, because the power to heal is yours.
Scott Bell Show.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.